The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello!
Oh, Vince.
Oh, Justin.
Fucking week.
It's not racism, it's self-preservation.
At this point.
Is that where we're at now?
Yeah, from what I gather. Yeah.
Okay. I don't think it's
Yeah. we'll get to all that, including all this coming up on this week's show. The story of Cannon Hennett. AT&T destroyed DC Comics this week. Biden and the Ugandan giant. The government now wants to tell you what you can do in your own home. Kamala. No, not Biden's Kamala, the other Kamala. Reboots and a bunch more. Top 10 list this week. Cover songs that we think are better than the original version. And we will answer your listener questions. All right, are you ready to get into TV news this week, sir?
Not really. Are they blaming me for something?
Maybe. We'll see.
Okay.
A new short from Arthur, the taxpayer-funded PBS show aimed at kids age 4 to 8, asserts that now it's not enough to be to not be racist, that you must actively fight against racism. In a short episode, Arthur on Racism, Talk, Listen, and Act, Arthur and Buster, his best friend, video chat the lunch lady, Mrs. McGrady, to discuss a video of a racist incident. The video is referenced but not shown, or is the racism described? It seems to be alluding to an incident of police brutality, as Buster says, "I can't believe someone would be hurt like that just because they're black." The episode goes on to try to scare children by saying that racism is everywhere, and that they have a moral obligation to stand up to it. Lunch Lady asserts that racism is like a disease, and if you don't treat it, it's just going to get worse. She says it's not enough to not be racist, you have to actively fight against it.
Did I say something about racism is just self-preservation at this point?
Yeah, and we've also mentioned stuff about them targeting kids.
Yeah, well, my kids know it's bullshit, so...
Yeah.
And I would assume... Most kids think it's bullshit, so...
I would think so.
Good luck with that, folks.
All right. NBC's Peacock streaming service has issued an 8-episode order for a MacGruber series, which will see Will Forte reprise the role he created on Saturday Night Live and in the live-action movie. It was announced the other day. Comes 8 months after the show was first put into development, so... The movie was stupid funny.
But I still haven't watched it all. I mean, I've started it, and I was like, eh.
It's got Mark Henry and the Great Khali, so I was kind of, okay. All right, reboot time, kids. Will Smith and Morgan Cooper are teaming up to do a dramatic reimagining of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Bel-Air is described as a dramatic take on the 90s comedy about a kid that moved from West Philly to L.A., with the reimagined version, Bel-Air will dive deeper into the inherent conflicts, emotion, and biases of what it means to be a black man in America today, while still delivering the swagger and fun of the original show. Basically, last year, Morgan Cooper put together a 4-minute video that was basically like a teaser for the series, that was just him doing it, kind of, I want to be a filmmaker, here's what I can do type of thing. And it blew up online, and people got a hold of Will Smith. Will Smith got a hold of him, says, hey, they've been working on it ever since, and now you're going to get... It doesn't say what network, but I'm probably going to guess NBC.
So they're going to beat you over the head with how bad white people are, but in a funny way.
Yes.
That sounds awesome.
Speaking of that, Peacock, NBC just loves doing this stuff, apparently, has landed the reboot series for Clueless, the Alicia Silverstone movie. This will center on the character of Dion. The untitled comedy series is described as a baby pink and bisexual blue tinted, tiny sunglass wearing, oat milk latte and Adderall fueled look. And what happens when the Queen Bee Cher disappears and number two Dion steps into Cher's role? How does she deal with the pressures of being the most popular girl in school and trying to find out what happened to her best friend? Well, if it's California, she probably got lost in a, quote, protest. Just saying.
It's got to have that bi angle, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got to be gay. Everybody gay!
Hey, opa! Opa! Yeah. Last thing for TV news this week. DC COO Jim Lee said in an interview this week that the original content that is on the DC Universe app right now is migrating and will be on HBO Max. It looks like they are getting rid of the DC Universe service. And so this would mean like Titans and Doom Patrol and all that are going to be going to HBO Max. So we'll have more on how AT&T basically killed DC Comics later in the show. So,
yay.
Yeah. Meh.
Fuck, they got rid of fucking Terrific, so I don't give a fuck. Whatever.
Yeah. And they canceled Swamp Thing. So, whatever. I mean, yeah. Okay. All right. Movie news this week. A federal judge this week ruled in favor. I don't know how this is actually going to work out. That major studios can now own theaters. This is the first time this has ever happened since 1949. The decision would result in a complete overhaul of not only who owns theater chains in the future, but how, when, and where consumers will enjoy feature film content. So you may have a Disney theater that just shows nothing but Disney stuff, or a Warner Brothers that just shows Warner Brothers.
That sounds awful.
Or a Netflix theater that just shows Netflix movies and originals, you know? The reason the rule was in place was for that way smaller companies could actually have a shot. It was the end of the old studio system back in the 40s. But yeah, screw it. Let's get rid of it. So.
Well, sure. The studio system that was full of communists. And yeah. Now that communism's back.
Hey, we'll bring back the studio system.
Anybody see where this is going?
Yep.
Anybody hear about Weimar, Germany? Is that...
I've read about that. It leads into something big.
It's like Weimar 2.0 around here, man.
It's pretty much what it is. Mm-hmm. And one of the signs of the apocalypse is more reboots. Disney Plus is going to remake the classic movie Three Men and a Baby with Zac Efron starring. No word on what role he will be, but since he doesn't have a mustache, I'm guessing not Selleck. Because it was Selleck, Danson, and of course the Gutenberg, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are they all gay? Is that how they're doing God. It?
Yeah, you probably jinxed it now, you bastard.
They're all gay now?
Yeah. How about a good story? Actor James Hong, who has been in everything you have ever seen. Lost in the Good Doctor actor Daniel Day Kim successfully crowdfunded $55,000, and James Hong will now get a Hollywood star on the Walk of Fame.
Oh, that's fucking cool. Right on, yeah. Man.
Hong has over 600 film and TV credits to his name over a career that has spanned nearly 70 years and counting. Everything from Chinatown, Blade Runner, Wayne's World 2, voice roles, Avatar, Mulan, Kung Fu Panda. Let's see. Kim wrote an introduction. As of July 2020, he has a total of 672 credits, which include 469 TV shows, 149 movies, 32 short films, and 22 video games. The man epitomizes the term working actor. So, that's a good story. I like that story.
Oh, that's good. Good shit.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, this is where you insert your own joke here.
Oh, my.
After earning an Oscar nomination for playing Mr. Rogers in A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, new Greek citizen Tom Hanks is in early negotiations to play Geppetto in Disney's Robert Zemeckis live-action retelling of Pinocchio. Negotiations are in the very, very early stages, but after reading the script, he got in touch with Zemeckis, who is directing, to let him know he wants to do the film.
My own little boy.
Wood, wow. Little boys, moving to Greece.
Sometimes riding the Greek pony.
Sometimes the jokes just write themselves. That's why you could just insert your own there.
Well, that's a...
That's a thing.
You gotta quit going to the movies, folks.
Yep.
You gotta defund them.
All right, let's go to comic books. And the only thing this week is what AT&T has done to DC Comics. Bloody Monday hit for DC Comics as parent company AT&T destroyed the company, firing 20% of the staff. Editor-in-chief Bob Harris, Senior VP Hank Kalins, Jonah Weiland, almost all the VPs are gone. Mark Doyle, who oversaw the rollout of the Black Label Mature Readers line, is gone. The only one that's basically still there is Jim Lee, who remains the CCO, Chief Creative Officer. The upcoming and much talked about G5, or the Generations initiative that would have replaced major characters with younger heroes in the iconic suits, is canceled. Majority of the staff of the streaming service DC Universe has been fired. Apparently Warner Media, which is owned by AT&T, is shifting its focus to start a new streaming service. It's going to be HBO Max. DC Universe was dead on arrival as soon as the AT&T merger happened, said one insider. Also a victim of the layoffs, DC Direct, the company's in-house merchandising collectibles wing, gone after 22 years. DC Comics will hire a new business manager to run the publishing side of things. And if I remember right, that is going to be a person from the esports world. They have hired DC Editorial, will now be headed up by Maureen Javis, who was their global publishing initiatives person, and Michelle Wells, who did their children's young adult line. So two co-editor-in-chiefs, which is going to fail because it's DC and it always fails. The move is seen as interim, but don't be surprised if it lasts. Black Label, the mature line, is being phased out. Warner Media's president of global brands, franchise, and experiences, Pam Lifford, who now oversees DC, is said to dislike the more mature approach to comic books. DC is going to cut anywhere from 20 to 25% of their titles. Following the cancellations of Batgirl, Batman and the Outsiders, and Justice League Odyssey in October, more DC titles have gotten the axe this week. DC released their November solicitations that have revealed Teen Titans, Young Justice, Suicide Squad, Hawkman, Constantine, and Aquaman are ending in November. Mostly AT&T wants DC Comics for the intellectual property and names that they can turn into movies and TV. Pretty much the same way Disney has done with Marvel.
Yeah, but comic book shit's pretty much going out anyway, so what's it matter?
Sorry, I had to get some coffee. Well, to a point, but yeah, as soon as the AT&T thing hit, it was like, yeah, they're done. It's just, it's over. So, yep, AT&T has killed DC Comics.
I mean, they just want the name
Batman so they can make a Batman TV and movie and cartoons.
Right. But I mean, look at it, man. Comic books are over. It's comic book movies. It's the fad is over. It's not. I know nobody wants to hear that shit, but it's true.
I don't know. But yeah, this was sad. I like DC more than Marvel. So this was bad. You knew that you could tell something was happening with everything that's kind of been behind the scenes stuff, and yep, here we go. So here's your recommendations for books that did come out this week. Transformers Galaxies issue 8, Venom issue 27. There's big changes to Venom's powers, and he could probably kill all the Avengers if he wanted to now, but he's a good guy, so he doesn't. Marvel's big Empire crossover event, issue 5 of 6, Immortal Hulk issue 36. If you've ever wondered what Superman would be with Dr. Fate's powers, get Superman 24 that came out this week. Detective Comics 1025, Deceased, Hope at World's End, issue 7, and Dark Knight's Death Metal, issue 3 of 7, which pretty much says that in the alternate Death Metal Dark Knights universe, the strongest hero there is Jaro. If you don't know who Jaro is, look it up. It's the one that calls Batman dad. So.
Oh my.
Yep. All right. Let's go to wrestling news this week. WXW, Progress Wrestling, ICW, and Evolve Wrestling are now on the WWE Network that started yesterday. This has been in the works for quite a while, so. Sad news here. James Harris, better known as the Ugandan Giant Kamala, passed away this week at the age of 70. His wife said he tested positive for the Rona on Wednesday and was hospitalized that night. Went into cardiac arrest, passed away on Sunday, but he had massive underlying health conditions, as in diabetes. He didn't have both legs type of situation.
Oh, so the virus just compounded it.
Yeah. And then Biden picked him for vice president. Oof. Wait, what? Ooh, we'll get there. Ring of Honor has announced that they will be returning to producing new episodes of their weekly TV series later this month in Maryland. They will adhere to strict protocol as well as regulations set in place by the Maryland State Athletic Commission. And testing everybody, there will be no fans or staff who are not essential to the production present at these events. So at least you're going to get new Ring of Honor episodes.
Yay.
Yeah, that's yay. Hey, new contents I'm all right with so far. AEW, it looks like they have released Sadie Gibbs, Bea Priestley, and Jimmy Havoc. This is because the company can't keep paying them, and they're just sitting at home in the UK because the travel restrictions and everything. So it's basically a let go for now. They may be brought back in the future if things ever go back to normal. So next Sunday, SummerSlam will be just the start of WWE's move out of the Performance Center and return to a different arena. Apparently says the company plans to air all new episodes of Raw and SmackDown live from Orlando's Amway Center starting Monday, August 24th and Friday, August 20th. Then, let's see. Hey, I've only had half a coffee this morning. Leave me alone. Monday, August 24th, SmackDown of Fox, the last pre-taped, will be aired coming up this week. Production trucks have already started unloading at the Amway Center in preparation for filming. Apparently, they're going to do some big fan interactive thing, too. So, who knows? It will all be virtual, but they need to hire better writers. Let's just go with that. Quit worrying about where you shoot the show and worry about what's actually on the show.
What about Clarissa? She can do it, right?
They should fucking hire her. Hell, they hired Freddie Prinze Jr. He worked there for years as a writer. Actually, the company will never get better until old man McMahon dies. So, all right. All Elite Wrestling has shifted their schedule because of NBA on TNT. Next week episode will air on the 22nd on Saturday rather than Wednesday. Tony Khan, AEW owner and heir to the Khan hot dog fortune. No, not really. Took to Twitter Saturday to reveal their plans to air a one-hour Dynamite special immediately after the NBA game on Wednesday, September 16th, and then a two-hour episode on Thursday. So the NBA is kind of preempting them. They're going to move around. So last thing for wrestling news this week, Funko, the line of vinyl pop figures, announced their next wrestling line. You're going to get Stone Cold Steve Austin with a belt, Drew McIntyre with a belt, Edge, Otis, and the one I'm looking forward to, they're finally going to release a China figure. So that is awesome. Should have done it when she was alive, but that's a whole other story.
Whatever.
All right. Sports news this week. There ain't much. Both the Big Ten and Pac-12 have canceled fall sports, including college football.
Yay.
Yay? Question mark?
Don't care.
I feel bad for the players who have literally been doing everything, busting their ass. You know, 2 days in the fucking hot with all that shit, and all of a sudden it's like, well, we're not playing. Sorry. Sorry about your last year of eligibility, seniors.
Uh-oh, it looks like you might have to use that degree in nuclear biology for something.
Yeah, exactly.
You might actually have to fucking study now.
What you mean I have to go class now?
I don't get to chase this rubber ball around no more? Shit.
All right, last thing for sports news this week. Major League Soccer players from FC Dallas and Nashville SC were met with boos from the crowd as they took a knee in support of the Black Little Marxist movement before a game Wednesday in Frisco, Texas. 5,000 fans were in attendance in the 20,000-seat stadium due to corona. One of the players said, you can't even have support from your own fans in your own stadium. This was Dallas defender Reggie Cannon. It's baffling to me. As a team, we try to give our best possible product on the field, and these last 6 months have been an absolute hell for us. Absolute hell, he said.
Oh, no.
Bitch, you get paid to kick a ball, and people were pissed off that you were trying to make a political statement.
Again.
Who pay your fucking salary.
You put a rubber ball. You chase a rubber ball around.
And you're mad that the people that pay your fucking salary booed you because they don't want politics. They just want a distraction for 5 fucking seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how hard it is? Shit. Living in this big motherfucking house? Shit, motherfucker. And I get paid. I get the money and my gold grill and my rims. Shit. It's so hard.
LeBron, is that you?
Sorry. Yeah, I know. For two and a half months of this shit, yeah, it's must be just staggering.
All right, that's it for sports. Do you have anything for video game news this week, sir?
I do.
I'm sure you do.
Fortnite.
Yes.
This is okay. Okay, let's just. This is from Polygon.
Oh, so you preface it.
This is okay. I'm glad she typed it out. I'm glad Patricia here typed this out because she couldn't have said anything with Apple's dick in her mouth. Fortnite is letting Epic Games break every rule in video games.
Oh, no.
This is from Miss Hernandez, by the way. It's not supposed to work this way. When Apple tells a developer to do something, they do it. There's no way to make money on your terms without Cupertino's walled garden of App Store. If you rebel, your app gets kicked out.
Dun, dun, dun.
Sometimes the company's limitations can force positive change. When Apple asked game developers to put in loot box odds, they did it. Years of public concern over video games' proximity to gambling didn't push developers to add transparency as fast as new guideline rule for the App Store did. But quite often, Apple's policies can be needlessly restrictive, both artistically and commercially. Despite years of criticism, the App Store, one of the biggest storefronts in the business, has a dearth of games about serious topics. Apple doesn't like them, so they're not on the platform. That's that. On the App Store, Apple gets what Apple wants. So when Apple asked that developers fork over 30% in-app purchases as a commission, everyone falls in a line. If they don't agree, like with Apple's recent decision to keep Xbox streaming service xCloud off the App Store, they must take their toys to another playground. What Apple says goes, that's it, until now. Fortnite developer Epic Games surprised everyone on Thursday by attempting to circumvent Apple's payment processing. The plan was to give players an additional purchase option for its digital currency. Fans could either buy V-Bucks from Apple as usual, or they could choose to buy directly from Epic Games at a 20% discount. That means Fortnite's making 10% extra than going through Apple.
Is Fortnite owned by China? Or Epic?
Yes. But so is Apple. I mean, there's little kids that make the fucking phones. Anyway, I digress. With every penny ending up in Epic Games' pocket instead. Hours later, Apple retaliated by taking down the ultra-popular Battle Royale game from its platform. Epic, it seems, was expecting this move. Not only did Epic launch a Fortnite event to mock Apple, but the North Carolina-based company immediately filed a lawsuit against Apple, accusing the company of maintaining a monopoly on the iOS distribution market and payment processing. Ermagerd! This is just blasphemy.
Blasphemy.
Yeah.
I have no idea what any of that means, though.
It means that Apple's trying to fuck you. Epic's trying to get more money, and this chick is probably paid for by Apple.
Yeah.
And I added this a little bit at the end. Technically, Fortnite is still in beta. So.
Seriously?
Yeah. Technically, yeah. No.
That's crazy.
So yeah, Fortnite. Whatever. I don't care. Let's see. This is from the Indian Express, like the Marrakesh Express, but written in English. Amid growing criticism,
dots not feathers.
Yeah, dots not feathers. Amid growing criticism, my smoke signal is bad. The U.S. Army took a break from streaming on Twitch on July 9th. The controversy, however, raged on and reached the U.S. House of Representatives in late July. This was just written. Why are they like a month late? On Friday, the U.S. Army returned to play some video games on Twitch, a video live streaming service under fire from civil liberties groups and U.S. House representatives for allegedly using the platform as a recruiting tool and banning hundreds of viewers asking about war crimes. The channel had stopped streaming last month.
Like the USS Liberty?
We'll get to that. The U.S. Army, Navy, and Air Force have esports teams and channels on major streaming platforms like the Amazon-owned Twitch. The military gamers stream a range of titles from family-friendly Animal Crossing to war simulations like Call of Duty, Counter-Strike Go, or Escape from Tarkov. I like Escape from Tarkov. Amid growing allegations that video games are being used as a recruiting tool, Machinist Mate Ranked Andrew Crosswhite said during a U.S. Navy live stream, "We're here to show that we like video games too. Like, literally, here we're not here to recruit. That is the point of this." So, let's see. A few days later, Vice's website, Matthew Galt, Discover Navy Recruiting Command Twitch Guide for Streamers, a handbook that says everything done on social media should be aimed at making connections between prospects and recruiters. Yeah, because why would you want to serve the country that you live in? Twitch users in the chat began trolling the U.S. Army streamers by asking about the military war crimes in the Navy chat. The name Eddie Gallagher became a banned term. Gallagher is a former Navy SEAL who was found guilty of inappropriately posing for a photograph with enemy corpses in the war zone. But, you know, ask the Israeli Army what they do to little kids. Or what the Israelis in Hollywood do to little kids to get the roles for shit. Speaking of Israelis, the ACLU...
Is this where we have to insert music here?
Yeah, I'm going to insert music here. Twitter, ACLU. ACLU Twitter. Calling out the government's war crimes isn't harassment. It's... Oh, fuck. I hate this goddamn phrase. It's speaking truth to power. Why do I feel like I need to eat a watermelon and rob a convenience store? And banning
going to New York, kids. Yeah. Portland and every other big city.
And banning users who ask important questions isn't flexing. It's unconstitutional.
Ugh. I feel dirty even listening to you say that shit.
Ask Israelis how it's going. So yeah, there you go. I'm sorry. I don't even watch Twitch.
Well, that's a thing then.
Last thing I've got, Tiny Builds Hello Neighbor 2 is coming in 2021. Game publisher Tiny Build revealed that Hello Neighbor 2, the sequel to the hit game series Hello Neighbor, will debut in 2021. So in the trailer, you return to your creepy neighbor's house. In the first game, you had to sneak inside the house, explore the dungeon, and make it out alive. This time, the home looks a lot creepier, and you're trying to evade a person wearing some kind of bird mask. The puzzle-based gameplay looks similar to the original.
Hmm.
So, yeah, there you go.
And that's good?
I guess. The Hello Neighbor games are kind of cool.
Are they? I've seen the toys in the store. The weird guy with the mustache.
Sure.
So, all right. Speaking of weird guys and mustaches, let's go to music news this week. And there's only one story, and it has to do with Gwar.
Gwar. Fucking love Gwar.
Gwar will broadcast the first installment of their new monthly variety show called Undead from Antarctica this Sunday, tonight, August 16th at 9 p.m. Eastern on their YouTube channel.
Oh, fuck.
First episode will be part history lesson, part drinking session, and a little fake news. The press release says, "This is the show you've been hoping for ever since you went down the rabbit hole of Phallus in Wonderland so many years ago." You will be tortured by 30 minutes packed full of the sick and twisted entertainment you've come to expect from your lords and masters. In this episode, you'll get an in-depth lesson on the history of Gwar, pound booze with Jizmac, witness an intimate conversation between Pistolus and Lizzie Hale from Hailstorm.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Lizzie's good stuff. Find your only real source for fake news, and if you're insanely lucky, you might be named as one of the Bohabs of the Week. Did we forget to mention, we got the ex-cops. So, look Gwar, look YouTube, watch Gwar.
Fuck, I'm gonna watch Gwar.
It's got Lizzie Hale. So Gwar and Lizzie Hale.
Is Volvatron still in the band?
I don't know.
I haven't listened to Gwar forever.
I know it kind of rotates at times. But
fuck. Was that her name, Volvatron?
Yes. That sounds right. As he's Googling it now.
Type. Oh, yep.
Yep.
Kim Dyla.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brought in as a member of Gwar in 2014.
Yep.
No, she left.
Really?
In 2015, yeah. Well, fuck.
Huh.
What the fuck, man?
Anyway, watch Gwar. That's what we're saying here.
Song of the Week.
Song of the Week will probably be from Gwar. So. And when we come back from playing Song of the Week and plugging all of our wonderful friends and supporters, it will be time for our top 10 list, cover songs better than the original. And I'm telling you right now, I should have picked Gwar's cover of Carry On My Wayward Son, but I had forgotten it.
Carry on my wayward son, come in peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
What's up, everybody? This is Handsome Dan Lopez, the smartest man not in professional wrestling, and I am the host of Handsome Dan's Final Say, the show that is guaranteed to raise your wrestling IQ. We premiere new episodes on Tuesdays on WLWstudios.com, as well as the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. When will the next episode debut? Stay tuned to my Twitter feed at Dan's Final Say or the Facebook page, facebook.com/Dan's Final Say, to make sure that you don't miss a single episode. Raise your wrestling IQ.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the Impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese Man of War Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on RantEMRadio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
For over 8 years and 450 episodes, the Shining Wizards has brought the wrestling fans the greatest guests, the most insightful discussions, and lots of laughs in talking about the world of professional wrestling. The show airs live every Monday night at 7 p.m. East on RantEMRadio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app, and of course is available on all podcast platforms. To check us out, go over to ShiningWizards.com and get ready to join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back. Time for our top 10 list this week. Cover songs that we think are better than the original. Preface this by saying everybody has their own opinion in music. All right, now that shit's out of the way.
Right.
Vince, you're number 10.
Okay, let me hold on. 10 through 2 is random. They're good. My number 1 is number 1 for real.
Okay.
I think it's the best.
All right.
Okay, number 10.
Yep.
You Really Got Me, Van Halen. Originally done by the Kinks.
Yep. That was actual Van Halen, not Van Hagar, correct?
Yes. Yeah, that was 79.
Yeah.
Or 78.
That's a good one. All right. My number 10, it's the hometown pick. The Atari's cover of Don Henley's Boys of Summer.
Blasphemy.
How dare you, sir?
Blasphemy.
They switched Deadhead to Black Flag. That wins.
I get it, but
I know. I got to support my boy, so.
Whatever.
All right, number 9.
Mrs. Robinson, The Lemonheads, originally done by Simon and Garfunkel.
Very nice.
I almost said Garfunkel and Oates, which is a completely different thing.
And I've seen both of them naked, so that's good.
Ooh, really?
You have the internet. Seriously?
I never looked.
Dude, you need to look that up.
I didn't know there was an option for it.
Yes.
Fuck.
Look that shit up. Well, I say my number nine, which Vince will probably hate me for, Fozzy's cover of ABBA's SOS.
Oh, man. I like the original.
Jericho sings the shit out of this. It's really good. I like it better than the original. So, and I love ABBA, so say what you want. We have had Guar and ABBA, so this has been a great episode already. All right, number eight.
Take Me to the River, the Talking Heads, originally done by Al Green.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that one. I like that it better. Yep. All right, my number eight. No Doubt's cover of Talk Talk's It's My Life. I like the original, but I think that No Doubt did it very much better.
So. You're doing all the ones I thought the originals were better.
That's why I prefaced it with everybody has a different opinion about music. So, all right, number seven.
Girl, you'll be a woman soon.
Good old Urge Overkill.
Urge Overkill. Originally done by Neil Diamond.
Jewish Elvis.
Yep. But I like Urge Overkills better.
Yep, I do too. All right. Vince will probably hate me for this. Well, I don't know. You might hate me for this one. Tina Turner's cover of CCR's Proud Mary. Both are fantastic.
Both are fantastic.
I like Tina's a little bit better.
I'm cut down the center with it. It okay. depends on what mood I'm in.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'll go with that. That's, yeah. You really can't go wrong with Tina Turner.
No, not, I mean, not to at be all. Honest, you know, no, not at all.
It's fucking Tina Turner.
Right.
All right, number six.
The Locomotion, Grand Funk Railroad, originally done by Little Eva.
Yep.
I like Grand Funk's cover of it.
Very good. My number six, Joe Cocker's version of the Beatles with a little help from my friends, the theme to the Wonder Years.
Yeah.
Joe Cocker's is better.
Way, way better.
Yeah.
No, there's no doubt about that.
Yep. Number five.
Mama Told Me Not to Come, Three Dog Night, originally done by Randy Newman. And I'm telling you, Three Dog Night's cover of it is infinitely better than that motherfucker's original version.
Yes. There's no doubt on that
one. Holy fuck.
How he wrote that song is questioning to me.
Yeah. How they let that on an album.
Yeah. All right. My number five, Vince might not like this one. Killswitch Engage's cover of Dio's Holy Diver.
I like that one.
Yeah.
It's heavy.
It is heavy.
But Dio, I like Dio's version of amazing. It too.
Yeah. I love Ronnie James, but I like Killswitch's a little bit better because it is a little heavier.
Oh, you know, speaking of Ronnie James, you know who I saw the other day?
Bear Jew?
Jimmy King.
Jimmy King? He's alive.
He's alive.
Holy Christ. Sorry, Jimmy King is alive.
Ronnie James. I thought Jimmy King.
Wow. That's okay. I don't even care that it derailed everything. I don't even care. Jimmy King is alive.
He was on a go-kart with his wife. Or on a little golf cart.
Golf cart? Yep. King living the good life.
I know.
All right. Where the hell are we? You, number four.
Downtown Train, Rod Stewart, originally done by Tom Waits. Just like the Randy Newman version, infinitely better.
Yeah.
There's one song I like of Tom Waits, and that's it.
Yeah.
I don't know. People love that guy.
And the rest of it just sounds like him gargling gravel.
The whole time.
Yeah, just...
Like, really?
Let me smoke 16 cartons of unfiltered Luckies, and I might hit it.
You know? Right.
All right. My number four, I like Disturbed's cover of Simon and Garfunkel's Sound of Silence.
Blasphemy.
I like it better.
You are. My mom likes it better. I'm like, that Mom!
That Jew can sing.
I'm like, but damn, dude, Simon and Garfunkel!
I know.
You're crazy.
I've been called that. Number three.
Sweet Young Thing Ain't Sweet No More, The Melvins, originally done by Mudhoney, and I like the Melvins version better.
Wow.
I know. That's weird.
That's surprising, because you're a Mudhoney fella.
But I like the Melvins, though.
Yeah. You do.
I know.
All right. My number three, Placebo's cover of Kate Bush's Running Up That Hill.
Yeah. I will agree with that.
I like Kate Bush's version. I like William Control's version. But I think Placebo's is the best.
Yeah.
So. All right.
We've agreed on three?
Two, and then you were in the middle on the Tina Turner one.
Yeah. Holy shit.
I know. Number two.
5440 or Fight, Nigel Peppercock. Originally done by Dead Moon, I like Nigel Peppercock's version better.
You just like the album cover.
The album cover is awesome.
Yes.
It's an awesome album cover. I don't give a fuck who you are.
It's hilarious.
But it's heavier. I like it better.
That's true. All right. My number two, Metallica. Their cover of Thin Lizzy's Whiskey in the Jar. And Vince has had a heart attack. I like it better.
At least it's not their cover of Veteran of a Thousand Psychic Wars or whatever by Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah, that's true.
I like Blue Oyster Cult's cover.
I was debating between this and Bob Seger's Turn the Page. But I think their Whiskey's a better one for him. So, all right. Number one.
My number one, Hallelujah by Jeff Buckley.
Yep.
Originally done by Leonard Cohen.
I knew that was your number one.
Everybody in the world has covered that song, but Jeff Buckley's version is the best fucking version out there. It's the best.
It is. I absolutely agree. All right. My number one pick, Johnny Cash's cover of Nine Inch Nails' Hurt. That's just it. It's his song now. Even Trent Reznor said it belongs to Mr. Cash now. So, yep. So that was our picks for cover songs we think are better than the original. Here are your listener picks. Elizabeth came in with Tattoo, How Soon Is Now. She also has Poppy, All the Things She Said. A.A. Ron came in with Humphrey McGee's I Want You, She's So Heavy. Roboto said, Styx, I Am the Walrus. Styx, I Can See for Miles. Ringo Starr doing Yellow Submarine at the 50th anniversary for the Beatles, just with his own band. Guns N' Roses, Sympathy for the Devil. Guns N' Roses, Knocking on Heaven's Door, and Live and Let Die.
It seems like every cover that was originally Bob Dylan is better than his.
Yes, absolutely. Billy Ray Cyrus, These Boots Are Made for Walking. Metallica, Tuesday's Gone. Joe Cocker, Little Help from My Friends. And Heart, Stairway to Heaven at the Kennedy Center Honors.
Oh, you know what? They do a really good version of Battle of Evermore, too.
Yeah.
When they were the Lovemongers.
That's true.
Fuck, I forgot.
Our friend Jaime Goldbergstein Schekelblatt. No, I'm not going to say who it really is. And it's not Vince for everybody that thought it was Vince.
It's not me.
Love you, Jaime. 21 Pilots, Can't Help Falling in Love. Luna's Time After Time, Cyndi Lauper cover. Charles Bradley's cover of Black Sabbath's Changes. He did it in a soul version. And Ed Sheeran's version of I'm in Love with the Coco. Jaime Goldbergstein Schekelblatt.
You win.
Chris came in with Hurt, Johnny Cash. Inner Sandman by Motorhead. Zombie by Bad Wolves, originally Cranberries. Really Got Me, Van Halen. I Will Always Love You, Whitney Houston.
I would agree. I like her version better than Dolly Parton.
I kind of have to agree with that as well. All Along the Watchtower by Hendrix, another one that was better not done by Dylan. Love the Way You Lie by Skylar Grey. Apparently it was written by her, and then it went to Eminem and Rihanna, and then she redid it as her own song, and it's a lot better to him. Land of Confusion by Disturbed, originally by Tiny Englishman Phil Collins.
Blasphemy.
I still haven't found what I'm looking for from Disturbed, originally from, he says, Shithead and the Marxist Fucks, but it's you too. He has Sound of Silence by Disturbed, and the greatest cover of all time, according to him, Chris Cornell's synthesis of the lyrics of One of Metallica and the music of One by U2. Better than both of the originals put together, Cornell was a musical genius on par with the likes of Prince, Freddie Mercury, and Thelonious Monk. I will find the person who arranged his death and deliver upon them God's holy vengeance.
That's ain't no shit.
Yeah.
I've been saying that for years. Chris Cornell's lyrics are the best, man.
Yeah. Handsome Dan finishes us off here, but the only cover I can think that's actually better than the original is Nothing Compares to You by Sinead O'Connor. He says, ever hear the Prince version? It sucks. So, yeah, Sinead's is not even close to being head and shoulders above. So, all right. Thank you, everybody, for your suggestions. Let's go to listener questions this week. Elizabeth would like to know, I've been pondering about this since my binge watch challenge. Do you think the momentum of the NWO died once everyone and their grandmothers joined? Shouldn't it have stayed Hall, Nash, and Hogan? Yeah, once they just, it blew up to like 20 members and it was like, okay, this is stupid. So you are right. Also, better Harlem Heat woman, Sister Sherry or Jackie? It's got to be Sister Sherry. Because it was hilarious, because they had Colonel Parker with them, and it was like a black colonel managing two black guys, and I was like, yay, WCW.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I know it. It's like okay. A video game stuff. All right. Okay. Roboto would like us to answer, what is the most exotic food you have ever had and ever wanted to try? I've had gator.
I've eaten bugs.
I've had kangaroo.
Swordfish.
That shark.
Turtle.
What would you like to try that you haven't?
Rocky Mountain oysters.
I've
heard they're great.
That's what I've always heard, that they're great. So
yeah, just slice them real thin and deep fry them, and they're the best goddamn thing ever.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Yeah.
I don't know. I've eaten bugs, crickets.
Yeah.
Mealworms.
Yeah. We've made a lot of stuff. We is weird.
I've eaten a lot of things. Wink.
Yeah. Took the joke right out from under me. All
hey,
right,
look, I got married. How'd that happen? Wait. There's a ring on my finger now.
Updated question from Roboto here. Now there seems to be a variety of things fueling the conflict on our horizon. Now, what kind of nation do you see being left after the dust settles? Are we one nation again? Do we fracture? Are we a fracture of our former country? Are we split into a few countries? Is there any hope of avoiding said conflict? Or are we too far down the path? I think we're too far down the path. Unless something major happens.
Yeah, unless something major happens.
And I'm talking, it's got to be 9/11 level or bigger.
No. I'm talking,
you don't think so?
No destruction. It's got to be, hey, look what we got. And it helps everybody.
Yeah, a cure.
Yeah.
Wink. Hydrochloroquine. Iodine mouthwash. Yeah. Stuff like that. If that doesn't happen, look to the former Bosnia and Yugoslavia as to what will happen. The country will balkanize. You'll have regions that will become their own countries. So, yeah.
Yay.
I don't know. You better get moving down here, Vince.
I'm good.
He says, what over-the-air spinoff channels do you guys watch? He watches Laugh, Ion, Buzzer, and Cozy.
I watch all those too. And MeTV and Grit.
Grit and MeTV, yeah. Sometimes I watch the Justice Network because that's the America's Most Wanted guy.
John I watch Walsh. Kubo at night because Inspector Gadget.
Gadget.
Don't you judge me.
I don't judge you. To your face. his next question here. What holiday food do you look forward to each year? Thanksgiving, turkey, Christmas, Easter ham, or Memorial Day, July 4th, Labor Day cookouts?
I like the winter and fall holidays the best.
oyster dressing.
Yes, at Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I'm Thanksgiving guy. That's mine. So
oyster dressing and homemade rolls. Oh my.
Yep. There you go.
And some nog. Oh my god. I got rum and nog. Oh fuck. November 1st rolls around. It's nog time.
Yep. All right. Handsome Dan would like to know, what is the vote thing you guys are talking about on the show? Vote, V-O-A-T, is a Reddit competitor that is more free speech, not censored like Reddit is. It is VOAT.co is the website. So it is a news aggregate type of thing.
It's a beautiful place to be.
Yeah.
That's all I got. It's the greatest goddamn place ever. That's where all the really good news is.
Yeah, you can find a lot of real information. I mean, it's like everything else. You got to dig through shit, but it ain't censored like Reddit where you go, hey, hydrochloroquine, they're saying this works here, and then you just get bombarded with, well, you're wrong and censored and kicked off and shadow banned. And
yeah, they actually have
discussion.
Well, and then there's research backing it up. No, here's the paper that says it does work. So there's proof.
Yeah.
And that's nice to have somewhere that, and I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to feel bad for saying this. Well, not really. I used to get all my news from Stormfront.
I know that shocks nobody.
I know, like 10 or 15 years ago, because it was the only place to get unfiltered news.
Right.
It was unbiased at that point. Here it is, and here's the proof. Here's the research paperwork, and blah, 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 blah. And now that Stormfront's gone, for news anyway, vote seems to be on top of it.
The next best thing, yeah.
Right.
All right, last listener question this week comes in from Twitter, and is, what are your thoughts on Biden picking the Ugandan giant Kamala Harris?
Was there any doubt?
Not when he backed himself into the corner saying he had to pick a black woman. It's like, okay, do you pick Susan Rice, who was an Obama lackey and the whole Benghazi thing? Or do you pick the gap-toothed idiot from Georgia, Stacey Abrams? Or do you pick the Ugandan giant Kamala? You're screwed. All of them suck. I saw the perfect meme for this. It was a picture of Forrest Gump and Jenny. And it says, this sums up Biden-Harris 2020. He's retarded. She's a whore. And I was like, ding, that one wins.
Yeah, it's there's no good candidate.
No, there's not.
There is no good.
Is Trump better than the rest of them? Or is it, if it's between Trump and a kid sniffer, it's got to be Trump.
Yeah, I know. I love how they're like, well, you're just a racist if you vote for Trump. Well, at least I'm not supporting a kid fucker. And so, a kid sniffer, yeah, I guess I'd rather be the racist than the pedophile. You know, I don't know where the difference, I don't know where it is. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Zig Heil, I guess. I mean, you know.
Yeah, while you're over there sniffing kids and shit.
Yeah, Ich bin ein Berliner. I'm voting for Trump. I know. I mean, your argument sucks.
Yeah. Pretty much.
No, that took a turn, didn't it?
Type. Yeah, but you're not wrong.
I mean, that's their argument. Well, you're just a racist if you vote for Trump. Well,
okay.
At least I'm not pro-kid fucker.
Yeah, that's... People don't get it. I mean, they're fucking with the kids. So,
You understand what happens after that, right?
Well, it should be happening, but we'll get to that here coming up.
Weimar 2.0 is all I'm saying.
Yep. All right, let's go to Did You See the Stories this week? Iodine mouthwash could destroy the coronavirus and prevent COVID-19 or reduce its effect if someone is already sick, scientists have claimed. Researchers say the specific types of mouthwash made with the chemicals providone and iodine can have significant viratical activity. Testing on a group of patients with COVID, they found that using the mouthwash reduced the number of the virus that was in their saliva. Iodine.
We got to have a vaccine for this shit, though.
Yeah, but, yeah, exactly. Fauci and Gates got to make their money. If you believe anything these doctors say, please just do your own research.
They're not doctors.
Well, Fauci is.
Any of the talking heads, don't trust any of them. There's been doctors banned from Twitter and Facebook because they're saying, look, this shit works.
Yeah, here it is. It's cheap. It cures it. You have congressmen going, this is what they gave me when I had it. I'm cured.
You know what kills me? For years, they have said, if you take zinc, it cures the common cold.
Yep.
Or lessens it. It speeds up the process.
Right.
But now they've got an additive saying, okay, what it happens is it goes into the cell, it acts as a zinc ionophore, it kills the virus in the cell.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is.
Yeah.
There's conspiracy theory time. You know why they don't want it out?
Why would that be?
Because they know that it kills more than the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
It kills AIDS and HIV and herpes and all these other fucking viruses floating around. That's why they don't want you to have it. And apparently it's killing some cancers.
There's research to support all this.
Yeah, there is. From years ago.
Which is just...
But they don't talk about this shit on the news. They don't talk about this shit on CNN. They don't beat you over the head with, there's people dying! They could have been saved.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the damnedest thing about this whole fucking thing. They could have been saved.
Yeah.
And they're shutting doctors up for telling them that they could have been saved. Why weren't these people put on this or this or this? You've got a myriad of drugs. You got a handful of drugs now that'll kill it. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, iodine, apparently, high doses of vitamin C. EGCC, what is it? It's the extract from green tea. You know why there's only been 84 deaths in goddamn Japan? Because that's all they drink is fucking green tea.
That, and they have a life-size Gundam.
Yeah, they got a fucking life-size Gundam, goddammit. They really do. Look it up.
They do. It's so pretty.
It's amazing.
Yeah. It's so fucking pretty. All right.
It's so fucking cool. Anyway.
Yeah, moving on here. Yeah.
Yeah. I swear to God, man.
Fauci and whoever has held back the evidence of an easier cure and these people have died, something needs to happen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's the damnedest thing. Fauci in 2005 said HCQ is a curative and preventative for SARS-CoV-1.
Yep.
And now this is SARS-CoV-2. It's the same thing, but just on a massive scale.
Yeah.
How does it feel to be lied to, folks? Turn your fucking TVs off. Oh, and the mask. Do you have a story about the mask?
Which one?
They said that the fucking neck gaiters don't do shit.
Right.
And regular masks just aerosolize the fucking virus and spread it worse than if you didn't have anything on at all.
Well, Fauci said 6 months ago masks didn't work. But now we're having... He says, well, now we got to have that, face shields and goggles. So we got to be in hazmat suits. Fuck off. You have ping-ponged back and forth about recommendations, what's needed, personal protection. Nobody can keep your shit straight, and you're supposed to be the expert, so fuck you. I'm done.
You know what? I just had an epiphany. Lightning has struck my brain.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
You know why they're doing this? To quell the protest and riots.
Well, he came out and said that it didn't spread through the riots.
The cities where it's blown up in the riots, there's been a huge spike, or so they say.
But when Fauci testified before Congress, he said that that had nothing to do, the riots had nothing to do with it. And if you believe that,
I don't believe any of it anymore.
I don't believe any of it, yeah.
So. I don't believe any of it anymore.
Yeah.
The schools now, nobody had it. And now the schools, they said like there's 97,000 kids with it now. Arr! Is there?
Yeah. Or do you just want to try to do remote shit? And well, who owns the remote shit?
Oh, hey, I remember them saying that one person who gets it, they add 17 to it.
Yep. That was CDC said that. CDC actually said that.
Is it time to start drinking yet?
Yep. Especially when... I'm going to try to segue that into the next story. Nashville, Tennessee, Councilwoman Shannon Hurt said at a meeting of the Nashville Metro Council a week and a half ago that anyone that does not wear a mask needs to be charged with attempted murder.
These are the dumbest motherfuckers.
Very well may pass the virus down in the air because they're not wearing a mask, and it's basically doing if somebody gets it and dies from it. So, yeah. Yep. Attempted murder if you don't wear a mask. Forcing you to wear something on your body. But wait, there's more government wanting to tell you what to do here. Dateline Springfield, Illinois. School district in Illinois capital city has updated their school dress code for remote learning, saying students are not allowed to wear pajama pants, slippers, or hats while on camera when classes start this month. In your own home, they want you to do what they tell you.
Eat a fucking dick.
And that leads into the next one. Vince, the government working from home sometimes? A Wisconsin state agency is requiring employees to wear masks while teleconferencing from home.
Yeah, the DNR.
Yep. DNR said that the governor's mask mandate went into effect and that even though you are at home and teleconferencing, you must be wearing your mask in your own home.
That is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard.
And this show's had a lot of dumb shit said on it.
I almost can't wait for society to fail.
I'm getting real fed up, and I'm pretty much done with everything.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Fairfax County, Virginia, public schools, they have told parents, do not hire tutors or organize informal homeschool pods to replace shutdown schools because it's unfair to parents that can't afford to do so. And it's racist because mostly because the white people have money and they can hire tutors to, you know, educate their kids while the teachers are scared. Yeah.
Too fucking bad.
Yeah. Too fucking bad. That's yeah. They want to tell you how to raise your kids.
Yeah.
And what to do in your home.
Yeah. Fuck off. It's as simple as that. You can't control shit, motherfucker. Try it.
Yeah. And now we have to go to Chicago.
Chicago,
where if I about said something that probably would have got me in some legal condition in there.
Oh my!
The Ronald McDonald House in Steterville in Chicago was among the establishments targeted by looters in Chicago on Monday morning.
Joggers.
Yeah, joggers. Yeah, you know, vandals struck at the facility. Near the Lurie Children's Hospital, as families were sleeping inside. Several windows were smashed, and the front door had to be boarded up. For a while, residents were placed on lockdown while it was going on right outside. Sick kids. Dying kids.
Dying protesters, if you know what I mean.
I'd have letted them some bitches up. I don't even care.
410, that's a dirty fucking round, dude.
You're fucking with sick kids and their families that go through horrible shit that I can't imagine.
Yeah.
This shit has an end has to come to it, and it's going to be violent and it's going to be messy, and you're going to get called names. And if you're like me, I don't care what you call me anymore.
Nope. Don't care. Way past caring about name calling.
Yeah. Oh, and then we got the next story. Police in North Carolina have arrested 25-year-old Wilson man. He actually did it. He shot his 5-year-old neighbor in the head as the boy was sitting on his bicycle outside with his sisters. U.S. Marshals Service, Carolina's Regional Task Force, arrested Darius Sessoms on Monday, charging him with murder in connection with the death of Cannon Hennett. Shooting happened around 5:30 p.m. on Sunday. According to the cops, Cannon was sitting outside with his bike on his bike with his sisters, who are 8 and 7. Authorities say Sessoms exited his residence, walked up to Cannon, put a gun to the boy's head, and pulled the trigger. A neighbor told police that Sessoms had ate dinner with the boy's father the night before the shooting. After the shooting, a neighbor saw the black guy run to his home. He fled. Police found him in Goldsboro, North Carolina. His mother told the newspaper that the boy was just getting ready to start kindergarten on Monday and had just learned to write his fucking name. According to the news story here, a motive for the shooting is unknown. Okay.
Race war when?
I have seen uber left people that I know see this story and go, where's the protest? Where's the this for him?
Yeah, where is it at?
And then all I can reply is, well, the kid was white, the shooter was black. You're not going to get a protest. You're not going to get news covering this like they did the death of a fucking drug addict in Minneapolis.
Yeah. You got this, that smarmy little fucking Jew on TMZ talking about a revolution because of Fentanyl Floyd.
Yeah.
Said it on TV, we need a revolution.
There should be one about fucking this.
13% of the population makes over 50% of the crime. But you're the bad person, white person. Yeah.
Five-year-old. He put a gun to a five-year-old's head and pulled the fucking trigger. I'm done.
Yeah, when? That's it. Now. That's it. It's just a question of when.
Now.
I just, like, and nobody's doing anything because white people are too fucking stupid.
They're scared. Well, they're going to call me a name. Oh, fuck that. They're going to call you shit. I don't care anymore.
I don't want to go to jail. Well, if you do it right, you won't be going to jail.
Nogs get fed to hogs, all right? That's probably, might want to edit that.
Nope.
Thanks. Yeah. Yeah, just.
Yeah, I know. It boggles my mind. There was I guess Antifa showed up to a Sturgis rally yesterday and the cops held back the bikers.
Yeah.
How about getting rid of the Antifa people?
Where would all your teachers go? You're getting rid of most of your teachers.
Really, at this point, it is. It's just a matter of when at this point. It's not even a question of, oh, if it's going to happen. It's just, we're one shot away.
Yeah,
stick of dynamite away.
And I think that was it.
Yeah, that's
him killing this kid. That's my one shot.
War, I don't know.
War.
I don't.
We're out of war.
Oh, we've been at war for a month. Yeah, I'm at war.
You attack me, I'm killing you.
Yeah, that's it.
That's absolutely where I'm at. I'm done. I'm fed up. I fucking had it. And if you're listening, you sure as whichever side of the fucking politics you're on, you should be fed up too. All right.
Yeah, you done?
Trying to go to the next store. No, no.
I know.
No.
It's hard to see the place where you grew up and trying to make something of it and make something of yourself and be a better person and help your neighbors. And you see this shit.
Yeah. I'm not done by about 800 yards. If you get my hint. Ooh. Wink. All right. Goodbye, Portland, Oregon. Governor Kate Brown appointed a district attorney to Multnomah County who says he will not prosecute these and other related felonies, including riot, escape, harassment, interfering with an officer, criminal trespass, but charges of assault by an officer will be subject to, quote, high scrutiny. Portland, Oregon, you're gone. You're no longer a city. You're a DMZ. You're a wasteland now.
We should go up there.
We ain't got enough ammo yet.
Oh, shit. I mean, we'd pretty much take over, couldn't we?
Fucking if Antifa took over, what, 5 square blocks? We could probably take over half the city.
Fuck yeah, dude. Me and you could be king.
I don't want to be king. You got the body type for one. Who wants to be king of Portland? That's like being the fastest runner out of a whole group of fat people.
Well, you could be that too.
Jeez.
All right. Speaking of somebody who wants to be king of Portland, Joe Biden on Thursday called for a nationwide mask mandate to help fight the spread of the corona, saying every American should be wearing a mask when they're outside for the next 3 months at a minimum. We will get through 1950 together, Biden told reporters in Delaware. He didn't say the 50 part, but
what about Corn Pop?
Yeah, Corn Pop says wear your mask. So, yeah, fuck. We've already talked about the masks. It's bullshit. You know it's bullshit. I know it's bullshit. I feel sorry for people that are forced to wear them at your fucking job because these companies are feeding into the bullshit. All right. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals on Thursday, Vince, they struck down a lower court ruling and declared that, get this, until the Supreme Court hears this case, that right now only men can be drafted. Women can't be drafted now.
Oh, I thought they...
The equality thing. Yeah, this court struck that down, and it's going to have to go to the Supreme Court. Yeah.
Life on easy mode. I'm just saying.
Yep. Bitchy little Marxist activist went into a Seattle neighborhood on Thursday, screaming at residents and demanding that they get the fuck out and give black people their homes. This was live streamed. Dozens of activists marched through a residential area, pounding drums, flashing lights on windows, yelling through loudspeakers, and demanding the residents give up their homes, screaming, get the fuck out so we can come back. All y'all white motherfuckers, get the fuck out of our neighborhood so we can come back. Get the fuck out and give us our shit back. One yelled, reparations, baby. Another yelled, pay the fee, open your purse. I will pay you in lead.
Yeah, it's as simple as just going out your window and start popping them.
Yep. You'd be imagining how quick they can run.
I got to me an old school shotgun. Old school. Hammer.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a Winchester.
The old click, click, boom.
Yeah, the old, yeah. The old 7-round bird shot.
Mm-hmm.
Get about 5 of you from, 20 yards.
Yep.
Mm.
All right. Next story here. New Jersey Supreme Court has ruled that compelling a suspect to unlock his or her cell phone does not violate the Fifth Amendment. This will be another case that'll have to go to the Supreme Court because I know the fact that Indiana ruled that it is protected under the Fifth. So it's going to go to the Supreme Court. Does the Fifth Amendment, cover your cell phone if it's locked? We'll see.
Hey, they're already trying to shit on the Fourth, so you know.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time. This is highly surprising. The Ninth Circuit Court in California surprisingly overruled a gun law passed and signed recently that banned high capacity gun magazines. So to our listeners in California, one, get the hell out of California. Two, if you can't, stock up on 30-round mags and ammo right now
before
if they can find it. Now's the time to stock up because right now it is back to legal in California. So, speaking of California, California court upheld Friday the right of Pastor John MacArthur and Grace Community Church to remain open and to hold indoor worship service amid bans enacted by the governor. This is going to go to another hearing, but a temporary restraining order to block the indoor services has been denied. The judge denied almost all the county's requests at the hearing, agreeing with the church that it is the county's burden to show why they shouldn't be permitted to infringe on the constitutionally protected rights of churches to freely exercise religion. A fucking California court got two right in a row here. Something's going on. All right. Two more stories, Vince, and then we're
done. Thank God. Holy fuck.
And speaking of more people that need popped, UK Drag Queen Story Hour Twitter account has been locked after drawing fury from various social media users due to a post containing the pro-pedophilia message, love has no age. Tweet read simply, love has no age, and had a picture of a smiling man dressed in rainbow stuff carrying a rainbow umbrella. This goes back to the controversial drag queen story hour that was in Houston, Texas earlier this year or last year, I can't remember. And it took people investigating to find out that two of the performers were registered sex offenders for kid thing. Yeah, just start popping these motherfuckers. I've had it.
Weimar, worldwide, baby.
Yep. All right, last story of the week.
Thank two God.
Two days after Mayor de Blasio there in the New York City said that they weren't going to do the tribute and light two beams because of the Corona.
Oh, yeah, for 9/11.
Yeah. Governor Cuomo took to Twitter and announced that the tribute will happen. New York State will provide health personnel and supervision so that the memorial can mount the tribute and light safely. When originally canceling the tribute, de Blasio cited health risks and COVID and large crew, and it'll be bad. Cuomo went on to thank former Mayor Michael Bloomberg for his partnership and presenting this year's tribute and light. Basically, they didn't want people uniting around a unifying symbol, so they were trying to get that canceled.
But they can paint murals on the fucking ground, though.
Yeah, and then everybody threw a fit because what the fuck are you doing? And the governor's like, well, shit, I've had nothing but bad press. I've killed how many thousands with my nursing home thing? Yeah, light.
You know, 44% of the deaths of Corona were all nursing home deaths in three states.
Mm-hmm. New York led the way. Michigan was next, I believe.
I tell you what, de Blasio, that's not his real name, is it?
I don't think so.
Wasn't he a terrorist or something? Or he was associated with somebody or something. I don't know. I don't think de Blasio is his real name.
Warren Wilhelm Jr. is his real name.
Now, I know you didn't just pull that out of your ass.
No, I got the Googles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he actually did support the Sandinista communist thing in South America. So, yeah. Said that they were a real peace movement.
Like the real peace movement we got going on right now?
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
It's great, ain't it?
Oy vey.
All right, that's it for this week's show.
Thank God.
Vince, you got any final thoughts?
Yeah, keep your stick on the ice. If the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
If you can't take the high road, take the high ground.
That ain't no shit.
Buy ammo. Get ready. We're there. There's no more. Time is running out for being ready. So keep your head on a swivel. Just get ready because it's going to get a whole lot worse going forward. But if something bad don't happen, we will be back to bring you all the news next week.
Bye.